From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Hanover, Germany today, where he touted U.S. innovation and called for more international cooperation. He also said we're living in remarkable times, even though the headline news might not indicate that.
More people live in democracies. We're wealthier and healthier and better educated, with a global economy that has lifted up more than a billion people from extreme poverty and created new middle classes from the Americas to Africa to Asia.
President Obama also reiterated his support for a landmark free trade agreement, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and called the corporate competition it would bring about friendly and healthy. Opponents have been critical of the deal, saying it was made in secret and might come at the expense of consumers and workers. UN Security Council condemning North Korea's Saturday missile testing, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. Pyongyang's state-run news agency said the test was a successful one. South Korea called it a failure, noting that the missile traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea. Analysts are saying each test brings North Korea closer to developing a dangerous new weapons capability. The United States is set to take a less important role in peace negotiations between the government of South Sudan and rebel leaders following failures on both sides to fulfill an agreement to form a transitional government. On Saturday, the government denied landing permission for a plane carrying opposition leader Riek Machar because the rebel leader wanted to bring with him more weapons and troops than agreed upon. Machar is scheduled to return to Juba today. This is VOA News.